Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. I recently completed a trip to Istanbul, Turkey, with an assignment from Wooden Boat Magazine, an American publication that has inspired and documented over the past 38 years a vital revival of indigenous small craft, associated construction methods, a sales market, and an audience for maritime tradition nationwide. I was charged to explore the maritime heritage of the city and to document its present-day condition. In advance, I contracted curators at two maritime museums, the Naval Museum and the Koç Museum of Transportation, each charged with the interpretation of Turkish maritime history, be it the Ottoman Navy or the small craft and maritime trades of the region. To my dismay, both curators demurred when it came to advice as to where I might find historic vessels, restoration projects, or new wooden boat shipyards, places where a modern iteration of heritage skills might be revealed. Such things exist certainly in the United States and in Europe. Boat shops, schools, enthusiast associations, marine festivals, replicas, and educational programs on land and sea that preserve and promote the history, skills, and values of national or regional patrimony. Surely my counselors were wrong. Surely such things must exist. Well, not so. It was not to be as I imagined. Istanbul does not disappoint on any front. It is an astonishing city in fulsome growth, with a burgeoning economy, a palpable sense of optimism, a pending application to join the European Union, a secular government, albeit one now grappling with the same tumultuous religious, social, and political forces that seriously affect all nations of the Middle East. There was a border altercation with Syria underway during my visit. City life seemed outwardly unconcerned, but conversations revealed a nervous questioning as to motivation, escalation, and potential impact on the status quo. My visits to mosques and museums, churches, bazaars, cultural events, and restaurants seemed distanced from the situation, protected within the patterns of touristic behavior. What became apparent, however, was that in the absence of my preconceptions could be found and felt as powerful an evocation of things maritime as I have known anywhere else. Not New York, not San Francisco, not Rotterdam, not Hong Kong, not Sydney, not Shanghai, all cities that heretofore I have numbered as the most sea-connected places of modern times. Istanbul did not need history. It did not need a rebirth driven by nostalgia. It had built into its geography, environment, transportation system, economy, and recreation, into every aspect of its daily life, indeed into its very soul, a direct visceral connection to the sea. The city is aligned along three bodies of water, the Black Sea to the north, the Bosphorus as a channel, to the Sea of Marmara to the south. Thus, an axis is established that enables an extraordinary progress of marine transportation, some 300 ships daily, a tanker or freighter every 5 minutes, 24 hours a day, carrying import and export from and to Russia, Bulgaria, Romania, Ukraine, Georgia, through to the Mediterranean Sea, the Atlantic Ocean, and the world. Surely the Bosphorus is one of the most strategic connections extant, like the Suez and Panama canals and other key straits through which an enormous volume of seaborne trade must pass. But there is a second axis, east to west across the Bosphorus, that connects the European side of the city to the Asian side, to the vast Anatolian plain of Turkey, and on to Syria, Iraq, Iran, and the nations beyond. This connection, too, is primarily marine. A contradictory flow of ferries, excursion vessels, small transports, support vessels, private yachts, local fish boats, and more, diametrically crossing the line of the first axis in equally dense patterns of activity. It is apparent chaos. Yes, there are pilots aboard the larger ships. Yes, there is a series of radar towers and a few cursory aids to navigation. But the operative appearance is of disorder, from which, by daily miracle, each vessel reaches its destined shore, bow to quay, and from which a torrent of passengers, produce, rugs, chickens, and sheep, for all I know, flows against a waiting current of equal volume prepared to board those vessels for immediate return. It never stops. To walk the edges of the city everywhere there is an unavoidable, insistent, sensory experience of the sea. Istanbul has grown from 2 to 13 million people in 2 decades. The old city remains intact, but the new population inhabits coastal development as far as the eye can see in every direction away. The building is high-rise, tiered up to the encircling mountains, layered construction that enables an unobfuscated, omnipresent panoramic view of the water and the marine activity below from almost every window. In short, the sea is visible and felt from everywhere. Comes then the realization. Who needs the past when the present is so visible and vibrant? Who needs retrospection when the present prospect is so pervasive and real? Who needs a renaissance when the reality is so alive and well? Istanbul today is a stunning realization of the sea's connections, of goods, people, and ideas, on and across the water, linking our hearts and minds through the ocean. We will discuss these things and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.